Here's the head of the Metropolitan Police, Sir Mark Rowley.
Fraud has become industrialised. It's nearly half of all crime. So we've identified over 200,000 people in the UK who have been on the phone to one of these fraudsters for more than a minute. And we're going to be contacting 70,000 of them today. That's the sort of capacity of Old Trafford, who we want to go to the victims and say, we think you've been defrauded by these people. In the past, we have just closed them down and killed the fraud methodology off. This time, we've decided to take out all the people involved. So it's a new methodology. It creates a massive operation. So we've basically harvested all the data from that website and identified all the fraud that's gone on. So rather than stopping it, we want to bring whole people to account.
Fevzi Turkamp is editor of GadgetDetective.com and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast, which we haven't invited me on yet because I don't know anything about anything. Fevzi, morning!
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right. I do think it is incredibly brave for people to come forward and say something has happened to them that effectively lots of people will interpret as them being thick.
Yeah, and the sense of, you know, when one is scammed, the sense that one feels stupid and berates oneself,
and,
you know, and then to have to admit that to others is actually awful.
I thought it was really brave of her and important to do it because obviously I'm asking people today whether they've fallen victim, whether they've been approached. I didn't say it to her, Fevzi, but I think I got that call. And I hung up the phone and then I felt really bad because I felt like my bank were trying to tell me something important. But I've done so many programs with people like you. I'm past cautious. Anybody phone me about money, it's not happening. But do banks ever phone you? Because she said banks never phone you.
No, they don't phone you. And even when they message you, you have to be careful because you may have had previous, let's say, text communication with your bank, which has been legitimate. And then you know how phones tend to gather the messages together into a conversation or
a
thread.
Yes.
They can, what's called spoof, they can make their text message or indeed phone call appear to be coming from your bank. And therefore, the fake message will still appear in the same conversation thread as the real messages, and that tends to give people a sense of reassurance that is misplaced, because all your phone is doing is looking at where the message appears to come from. That's not necessarily where it really comes from. And therefore, even a message that comes in a text, and I know this particular spoof also dealt with phone calls, but even where a text message or a phone call comes from a number that you recognize to be legitimate, or at least appears to, it may not do. All of these scams will try to instill a sense of urgency in you. They will typically say, if it's vis-a-vis your bank account, they will typically say someone is trying to access your bank account, your credentials have been compromised, you know, and we need you to go in and change the password. And, oh, and by the way, let us have the little verification code that we've texted to your phone. And what we're seeing today is, and the term has been correctly used, an industrialization of fraud, because this sort of fraud is not new. But what's really interesting is that the iSpoof website that the FBI shut it down, was providing services to criminals, about 60.
To individuals. That's the bit of it that really freaked me out. So here's the thing. We have the facility. Come on, you spend the money and you can go and do it and spoof as many people as you like.
Yeah, and it wasn't even on the dark web. I mean, it was there to be, you know, even the police stood up and took notice. You know, it's quite remarkable. And it's thought that even just in the UK alone, about 60,000 would-be fraudsters were using the iSpoof website. So they've shut down the iSpoof website. They're now going after at least the bigger criminals, the ones that paid the most money to the iSpoof website, because, you know, there was a scale of operations as you would get with most services. But unless they actually mop up the people, you know, they have backup websites with slightly different names ready to go up that may even be operating as we speak.
But hold on, I mean, we've got to start somewhere. I know just my limited knowledge of this tells me that fraud is so complicated. Indeed, it was so complicated that there was a big movement a few years ago to remove juries from it because they thought that we poor people wouldn't possibly be able to understand. I mean, it is really difficult for us to explain to everybody the scale of the types of frauds that are going on.
So this fraud, I wouldn't say was a complicated fraud, but the technology was sophisticated.
Right.
And the commercial structure where you have service providers providing criminals with a service. So the service that the iSpoof website was providing to these criminals was that it allowed them to call their victims and they can just pick, yes, I want to be from this bank or from HMRC or whatever. They would just tick a box and say, this is where I want to appear my calls to come from. And then they would scam the individuals, and the individuals would be tricked into providing the verification code that was sent to their phone or via email, and then their accounts were being cleared out. That's the basic scam. So it's not complicated, right. But
I meant in the sort of prosecuting of it and the going all the way through. Just tell me then, it is my sense that we see an increase in these types of things as we move up to the holiday period. Am I wrong?
I think we've been seeing a fairly rapid increase, particularly it really started with COVID when opportunities for in-person crime like housebreaking went down, because people were in their houses, and it just really continued onwards. As we increasingly use online systems for even our sort of most basic functions, it's becoming more and more. And yes, I think, you know, Black Friday is another thing. Even now, the police sending out this text message to 70,000 victims, they've only got the phone numbers of these 70,000 victims, so they're sending them a text. Now, the thing to say about that text is it will only be sent today and tomorrow, and it will invite people to register with the Action Fraud website. And I can give you the correct Action Fraud website now. It's www.actionfraud.police.uk.
So we're using technology to highlight faults with fraud in technology.
Yeah, and the problem with that is there is no doubt that there will be scammers sending out messages purporting now to be from the police. And therein lies the problem.
You still on Twitter?
Yes. I've got my popcorn. I've cancelled my Netflix subscription. I'm just watching Twitter now. It's far more entertaining.
We'll do that another day. Have a great Christmas.
Cheers,
I appreciate it. Fevzi Turkup, the editor of GadgetDetective.com and the host of the Gadget Detective podcast. This is BBC Radio London.